AC3 Show.
Welcome to the AC Green Show podcast. You already know this is critical thinking space. So if you like thought-provoking conversation and information, you're going to love this. You know I'm pro-black, but that does not mean I'm anti anything else necessarily. So look at this. How do you teach your children? Do you teach your children about losing and winning? So I have noticed over the years when it comes to athletics and various other competitions in high school, younger, elementary school, really elementary school, more like pre-K, kind of like around there, when children are the most pliable and the most moldable. I've noticed when children are playing or competing around 3 and 4 years old, especially when they're competing with a multicultural set. For instance, if black children are functioning in competition with white children and their parents and coaches, I notice lately they talk about there are no winners and there are no losers. Let them all win. How do you teach your children? So for me, everybody has their own way. For me, I would never teach my children that there are no losers and there are no winners. I think that's a bad thing, especially when children are moldable and they're shapeable and they're young and they're learning. You see, in the world that we all live in as we're adults, you do know that there are going to be winners and there are going to be losers. I think the privilege of a white culture allows for them to have this no winners, no losers, but everybody's the same kind of concept. But when you're working in with them as a black parent, I don't think that's a good strategy for you, because that child is going to grow up in a world where that white person that may have thought of it as cute as a child is going to not let them win if they're not better. And even if they're better sometimes, they still won't let them win. So I think we ought to culture our children, train our children, raise our children to understand clearly, nah, baby, nah, son, there are winners and there are losers. And I want you to be so good that you beat the pants off of them and then shake hands with them after. It's cool. Yeah, because ain't no room for losers. It's only room for winners. You have to structure this in a child's mind, and not in a hateful way at all. But you have to let them know that you have to work hard. You have to train hard. You have to do what it takes to be the best. And if you watered that down in a young child, especially a young black child, you're taking away the warrior nature. You're stripping them of the warrior nature. So to the white privileged parent, of course, hey, tell your children whatever you want to tell them. You can tell them, hey, there ain't no losers and winners. Because they don't have to compete in a world where your black child has to compete. So I would encourage you to revisit when in these young sports and young athletic competitions and various other competitions, and when they're young and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old in those formative years, I would not teach my child that there are no winners and there are no losers. Everybody's the same. Because you don't want them to form and mature and to grow in that idea. It's a flawed idea for black children. When I was young, my mother and father and those around us at that time taught us that, you know, you have to be 2 and 3 times as good just to compete in this white man's world. That's what we were told. So excellence was the word of the day. We needed to be excellent. And out of that tradition came some of the greatest musicians, singers, artists, athletes, scientists, mathematicians, just name it, doctors, lawyers that were excellent. Yeah, the Johnny Cochran's man came out of that time. You get what I'm saying? The Daniel Hale Williams first open heart surgery came out of that time. Yeah, the greatest came out of that time. So we have to stop, in my opinion, grading our children on a curve, giving them the benefit of the doubt. Nah, the only thing that matters is that you achieve to be great. So in this way, well, it's just another way that melding in with the white culture to become some of what they are has hurt black children. So now we kind of set our litmus test, or we set our gauge or our landmark based on what they do and what they say. When our culture, our history, our tradition has been greatness, we come from greatness at a much higher level. Seeing that anthropologically that we created who they are, why should we be the tail and not the head? That's my word for today. What do you think about it? You let me know about that. All right. Yeah. How do you raise your children? Do you raise your children to think there are no losers? Yeah, I think it's a bad concept, but you can have your own opinion because we have our own opinions. All right. Thank you all for hanging out with me at the podcast. You know, it's going to be a new one tomorrow, right? Yeah, you know it. So get to my website, theacgreenshow.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube shows, subscribe and click the bell so we can let you know when the new shows are uploaded. And listen, you all have an incredible, incredible day. And remember what I'm going to say. Be well.